You are listening to Wells Tech, episode 604, recorded on Wednesday, June 26th, 2019. Wells EdTech Lead 2019. Wells Tech is a weekly podcast exploring the intersections of technology and ministry. It is part of the podcast network sponsored by Wells, the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Our show today is hosted by Martin Spriggs and Sally Draper. We are recording live from Wells Education Technology and Leadership Summit 2019, held in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. And we are really excited to have four neat guests joining us today. A couple of people that were involved in the conference from a committee and presenter standpoint, and a couple of attendees who shared their experiences and some excitement for them. So stay tuned for that and a lot more. Welcome to Wells Tech, everybody. Episode 604, recording live from a water park. That's a first for us, Sally.
A first for us. And we have six microphones in front of us. That's a first for us as well.
That's right. A little complicated. And we have some conference-going friends as well. Who here has actually listened to Wells Tech before? Okay. Now, most people, so that's encouraging, right?
Yeah,
it's always neat at these conferences to have these conversations about, you know, some of them lifelong listeners, so to speak, you know, right from going back to episode one, which is pretty cool, which is how many years ago?
11 and a half
years of episodes, right?
Yeah.
And one thing we really need, we like about these kind of episodes is that not only just the live audience and all the giveaways, which kind of creates a little buzz because we don't give stuff away to each other when we podcast, but that'd be neat too.
Yeah,
but
maybe so.
But we get to have guests on. So what we try and do is get a random kind of a cross-sample selection of people going to the conference and ask them some hard-hitting questions about why they're here and, you know, what they've learned. That's right. I told Josh that he would get the hard-hitting questions. So, we've got a number of people that have joined us and really happy that they've decided to do that for us. And why don't you introduce and lead off with our first guest?
I'd love to. We had a pretty cool event last night called Ignite, and was a great variety of presentations, and one of them was by Laura Pufall, who is at Trinity in Waukesha. And so we thought maybe we'd chat a little with Laura and find out more about her background and where she's currently serving and why she decided to attend Wells EdTech Lead. So why don't you give us a little background, Laura?
Perfect. My name is Laura Pufall, like you said. I teach fourth grade at Trinity in Waukesha, and I am just a lifelong learner. So any opportunity that I have to learn something new, help our school grow, help my teaching get better, help the ministry expand, I kind of jump at the opportunity.
Been to other conferences like this?
You know, this is actually my first time just because I'm more local this time. I'm afraid to say I lived in the Twin Cities for 18 years, and just the distance held me back. So now that I live in Wisconsin, it was an awesome opportunity for me.
Don't have to cross state lines or anything.
I know. Don't have to cross that river.
That's right. So what was your Ignite topic? Tell us a little bit about your Ignite experience, your Ignite topic, and why you decided to actually do it at all. Because to me, I mean, I do a lot of presentations, but that would be the last place you'd find me is, you know, having, you know, some really rigid time frames you have to work within, and that's a lot of work to put that together. So tell us a little bit about yours.
So when you registered for conference, then an email came out asking if anyone wanted to present for Ignite, and to me, actually, it sounded really simple. You just put together 20 slides and you only talk for 20 seconds on each slide. And I really liked the idea that it was short and simple. I also just love sharing different things that I've learned. My sisters teased me when I was little that I was the infomercial girl, always trying to get them to buy stuff. So I just love sharing information. And so that's kind of what made me decide to share. The topic that I chose to present on was time management for teachers. A course that my sister and I had taken 2 years ago was called the 40-Hour Workweek, and I just thought it had some real practical tips to share with some other people.
Neat.
Yeah, and you managed to fit it all in the time frame. We will definitely link to your presentation so others can take advantage of what you shared as well. Tell us a little bit more broadly about your conference experience. What's been your favorite so far?
One of my favorite things has been that I could bring my family. I just love the location that it's at the Kalahari, and so that I can enjoy conference guilt-free, and my husband and kids are off having a fantastic time. But I just love the variety of topics that I've been able to hear about, from marketing to bettering my teaching to ministry in general, and just also the worship opportunities with everyone.
Laura, thanks for being here. Thanks for your Ignite presentation. That was awesome. I think everybody would agree with that. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Awesome. Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay. Let's bring the next guest up. Oh, we want to do a giveaway. All right.
So but we need the magic bucket.
That's right. We need the bucket. So we're doing four giveaways, and I'm sure people are hoping that maybe we don't draw their ticket on these first three, but this is not a bad prize. We'll even sign it. This is a book we wrote about 3 years ago, something like that, on the podcast. If you're not a listener, sometimes we challenge ourselves, and this was one of those challenges. We wanted to see how hard it is to self-publish. And so we went through the whole process and documented it and figured out, you know, what were the ups and downs of trying to write a book. Neither one of us had really written a book, so we decided we'll do it over the course of a number of months. So we decided that maybe we would try a topic that we felt that there was maybe a little bit of a gap, and that is project management for nonprofits, for churches, schools, and faith-based organizations. We're big into project management. We do a lot of projects, at the Senate office, so I thought that was something we knew a little bit about, and so we wrote a book. There's not a ton of pictures, so there's a lot of words, and it took us a while to write this, and it was a learning experience for us. So we're going to give away three of these books. So want to draw the first one,
sure.
Sally?
I think I can grab a ticket out of here. Everybody has a raffle ticket in hand. The number I have is 895-795. Winner,
Peter.
Winner.
Yeah. So, we'll give it to the publishing guy.
That's what I was going to say, our friend from the Concordia Publishing. So. Very good.
All right. Next guest, Josh Shanick, who is a member of the steering committee. So we'll talk a little bit about that for the conference. And we've had Josh on this show before. But tell us a little bit, first of all, about yourself, Josh, what you do and where you serve.
Sure. I am the director of technology and the registrar and a teacher at Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School in Jackson, Wisconsin. I do a wide variety of things, including some AV stuff there. I also am a teacher for the Area Lutheran High School's online.
Okay. And then other than being on the steering committee for this conference, what have you been doing? How have you been earning your keep?
I've been taking care of our end of the AV stuff here at the Kalahari. The Kalahari staff has been great to work with, but we brought in some of our own equipment, wireless microphones, projectors, and that stuff. So I've been running around making sure everything's working right for everybody.
Yeah, and doing a fantastic job. I would say we haven't had any problems.
Things have been running very smoothly.
One more day, so we'll see how it goes tomorrow. But thank you very much for that work. So I think there's a lot of different conferences and meetups and things like that going on that involve AV needs. Do you think it's important to have a dedicated audiovisual person that's on staff or whatever?
This is my fourth conference that I've been doing this for in the last 3 weeks. And every after each one of those ends, usually whoever is in charge of the conference comes up to me and thanks me for being there. A lot of it because a lot of people don't feel real comfortable taking care of that stuff, and they like to have somebody who they can turn to and just take care of it.
Yeah, our strategy was to have room host in every room, but I saw Josh peek into every single room, every single sectional, making sure things were working for everyone, so we really thank you for that.
Yep.
So what are kind of the keys if somebody, is charged with this at the conference they're running, small, medium, or large? What are some of the key things you really need to take care of? What do you do?
Yeah, the biggest deal is always getting people connected to a projector. So the projectors that we're using at this conference have an HDMI input. Some of the older ones have a VGA input. And usually the biggest thing is just having the correct adapters to get from whatever machine they have into the projector that you're using. And so we borrowed our projectors from a group that has some for their own conference, and they gave us their magic box, which contains a host of different adapters for probably 7-8 different things, from VGA to USB-C to mini HDMI to DisplayPort to get those into the projector.
It's so all having, about the adapters, right?
Yep, it's all about the adapters.
Invest there, folks.
Okay. There always are options if you're coming to a conference center like this to use their services. Mm-hmm. Why would you not do that, or what are the benefits of doing it yourself, or what are the disadvantages?
If you have the equipment, that's probably the biggest thing, is you can usually save some money. I know Sally and I spent some time going over the sheets here at the Kalahari for every room, for every single event at the conference. They have a list of, you're going to get charged for this and this and this and this and this and this, and they'll nickel and dime you if you can. If you have your own stuff that you have access to, and I'll put a plug in here for the Meta group that does the Brainstorm conference that James Monkey over at Lutheran Alaska is involved in. They rented us their equipment very reasonably, that they have projectors and equipment that we were able to use. So if you have access to that stuff, you can make it work. If you don't have that, then a conference center is usually very happy to provide for you.
So is that group available for other Wells organizations to rent?
You could probably contact them. I do know that some other groups use them. I know that the Vex Robotics at Al Nolte up at Fox Valley is involved with, uses them for their big competition that they do also.
Yeah, turning back the hands of time, I believe we interviewed James about Brainstorm back in the day. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes and refresh people on that as well.
Okay. Well, thanks, Josh, for taking the time to talk to us and for all you're doing to make things go real smoothly. I would think that most of the presenters would agree that, boy, this has been pretty smooth. Plug in, present, go. Yep. That's one less thing they need to worry about.
Thank you very much. I'll also put a plug in for Martin and Sally, who have also been instrumental in making this conference go very well. So thank you to the both of you as well.
Our pleasure. Thanks, Josh. We're going to call up Peter Frank to join us as we draw another name.
Yeah. Number.
Well, it's associated with the name. All right, next number, 895-794.
Wow.
Wasn't all right.
795? Yay. We have a winner. This was actually a bestseller at Wells EdTech Lead. We sold a few copies as well. Available on Amazon if anybody's looking for it.
Our next guest was actually giving his books away,
yes,
which is what we're doing here.
Absolutely.
Peter, good. Thanks for joining us. Those of you that have listened to Wells Tech for a while have probably heard Peter a few times. Maybe one of our most frequent non-Wells interviewees, right? Peter is at Concordia Publishing House, or Concordia Technology Solutions specifically, right?
So, that's correct.
So tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you do.
Sure. Well, as you said, I'm Peter Frank. I am the Senior Manager of Marketing Technology at Concordia Publishing House, which part of my responsibilities includes leading the Concordia Technology Solutions team. And the main thing that we do is provide church software, specifically church management software such as Shepherd Staff and Church 360. We also have other products like Lutheran Service Builder for worship planning. So that's one aspect of my job. I get to do a lot more in my new position with marketing technology, such as our e-commerce site. So learning all sorts of new things.
We're very excited that you were able to be here with us for a couple of reasons. You guys had a vendor booth, and a lot of people visited you, I believe, last night and got to learn about your services and things. You also voluntarily are presenting two different presentations here, and we are excited about that. Tell us why you decided to be a sponsor and a presenter.
Well, we've had a strong partnership with Wells Tech for a long time, and the Wells church body has just been fantastic. It's always great to see just how active all of the churches are with their technology. So I come because I learn a lot. And talking with the different church workers and the people who are volunteering, I learn a lot. So having those conversations gives us a chance to introduce our software to people, but it also helps me to learn, and presenting is that same thing. I love to share what I have learned both in my work and in my church time as a volunteer and elder and vice president of our church. But I also love the questions, and so I get to learn more, and I use things that I hear from attendees in future presentations, and so it allows me to just share the wealth.
Excellent.
And you're very generous with your time, you know, not only to come here, you also present, which is neat. You also do a lot of stuff online, and I'm thinking that some of that stuff that you do, those webinars, et cetera, you bring here. So what did you present on this time?
Sure. Well, today I presented on how churches can use Facebook to reach their community, and we talked a lot about the strategy behind it, where it's not just the tools that Facebook provides, but determining who your audience is, what your goals are, and picking the right tool to reach them in the most relevant way. And so that has nothing to do with us, but things that I've learned from other churches. Tomorrow I'll be talking about our software Church 360 members and how you can use that to reach out to those absentees in your church, those people who have stopped attending, how you can track who they are and reach out to them using the tools that we provide. And so I'll be going off of my experience as an elder using Church 360 in my congregation.
Very good. Well, we really appreciate your partnership, you being here as both a vendor, a sponsor, and also a presenter.
Well, thanks.
A lot of hats. Thank you, Peter.
I appreciate
for
you having
us. All right. We have another giveaway. So our next guest makes her way forward.
Yes.
You go read it.
Oh. It's 895, believe it or not. 7, 9, 3. We're going in order here. All right, Mr. Dr. Karlofsky?
Woo-hoo! Whatever he says, yeah. Normally doctors don't say that. They say it's doctor to you.
Dr. James Karlofsky in the house. All right, and we are rounding out our interviews by talking with Susie Steinmetz. Susie is at St. Martin's in Watertown, South Dakota, teaches third and fourth grade, and she has a really neat story to share about her conference experience, I believe. But tell us a little bit more about yourself, Susie.
Well, actually, I teach 6th through 8th grade.
Like I said, she teaches 6th through 8th grade.
You know, just double that. Multiplication times 2.
There you go.
It was close. And I'm the technology director as well.
Awesome. We like those people.
Yeah, I try. I'm a novice at it, but I'm doing the best I can. Google and YouTube are my best friends.
Excellent.
And I'm excited to be here. I get to come to conference with my son, who teaches in Menasha. And that's, like, exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, for me anyway. Probably not for him. But I won an iPad yesterday, which is really thrilling. So I can't wait to get it in my classroom and use it.
Awesome. Congratulations on that.
Are you generally a lucky person?
No, I never win. Well, okay.
You can't say that anymore.
No, I can't.
And you get a little extra badge because you stayed till the bitter end, you know, of night Ignite. It was a couple hours that we were there through lots of different giveaways. And fortunately for you, your ticket wasn't drawn until the very last. And you got that iPad. So have you ever used a tablet before?
I have.
Okay.
I've had a couple iPads.
Okay.
I got the very first generation iPad. And
okay.
Yeah, it's still sitting in my closet. I don't use it much anymore.
Well, this one we expect pictures, and we appreciate your post on Twitter. You know, I think
you
did a little selfie with the iPad. That was pretty cool with our hashtag. So
yeah. So what made you decide to come to the conference?
Well, I love technology. I got my master's in educational technology when I was 54 years old. Yeah, I'm a late bloomer. And I just jumped at the chance to be able to go to this conference and learn more about technology and become a better teacher and use it in my classroom.
And it's paid off?
It has.
Awesome.
So what's been your favorite part so far, favorite sectional, favorite just kind of piece of the conference?
Wow. How can you pick one?
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed learning about all the, I guess, the shortcuts to Google, because I use Google a lot, but I didn't know half of those shortcuts, and it's going to save me a lot of time. So thanks, Kirk, if you're listening, which you probably aren't, but that's okay.
Sure he is. Of course he is. All right. So, hopefully you're going to take away some things. Your students are going to have a different experience in their classroom this year.
Most definitely.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for asking me.
Thanks, Susie, for being here. All right. Yes. To all of our guests, it can be somewhat intimidating. We used to do video, and that was even more intimidating. You know,
yeah.
But we axed that, and so our life's a lot better. All right. Sally, anything for what are your impressions, first of all, of the conference? You know, what's been your favorite part?
I would say, envisioning this for literally 2 years.
Right.
I think I got my biggest rush when everybody started walking in the door for the first worship and keynote experience, and it came to life. There mm-hmm. were people, and there was just a great vibe in the room. It was just a neat experience to see it all unfold after, you know, a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And I would also definitely mention the worship experiences and the keynote speakers have just been outstanding. I know it's been happening in the sectional rooms as well. I couldn't be in all 80 of them at once to witness it, but those experiences as a group have been just very special.
Mm-hmm. For me, I was a little nervous coming into this conference because we had a mix of, you know, seemingly some very divergent people. Mm-hmm. We had you know, kind of a teacher conference vibe, and I think most of the people that came are teachers, but you know, there is kind of a nice mix now of technology, education, and leadership, and I think we've seen that in the keynotes. So it hasn't been just, you know, something that a teacher would get something out of. I think across the board these have been, you know, hit the nail right on the head, and just all the variety of sectionals we were able to bring to the table has made this really something for everybody.
And, you know, we talk a lot about educational technology being integrated into your curriculum, and maybe we've integrated it into our conference as well, that tech and ed are great partners.
Right. All right. So I think that's going to do it for episode 604. We have one last thing to do, and that is to draw a winner for a Amazon Echo. I'll let you do it.
A unique thing, though. I've drawn two already. It's
okay,
up to
it's
you.
My fault.
Yep. I would guess you're going to say 792. I'm just guessing, please. But maybe not. Oh,
sorry. 895798.
Oh! Congratulations. Yeah. We had a lot of different giveaways, but no echoes. So now we have someone that possesses.
And that is John Kuyath. Very good.
Awesome.
Thanks for being here, John. Thank you, all of you, for being here. If you want to listen to the podcast, we push out one every other week now is kind of our schedule, except when we do, you know, off-cycle shows like this. They're usually, if you haven't listened to them, they're usually between 35, 40, 45, 50 minutes, depending. We try and get interviews of people doing relevant things with technology in ministry. We usually have picks of the week, community feedback, just kind of a regular rotation. And hopefully it's beneficial and a blessing to our listeners. That's really our goal. We started this a long time ago, figuring that there are just more ideas that we wanted to share, and talking through them, I think, helps. So
it does. We've learned a lot along the way, and I'll just emphasize that we've learned the most from our community of listeners.
Yeah.
So we encourage you all to share your tech and ministry experiences and help the whole community grow in that way.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, and that's going to about do it for this episode.